Rita, thank you for joining us today. Could you please help our viewers understand what exactly the circular economy entails and why it's such a game changer for businesses looking to thrive in today's market?
Of course, Jesse. The circular economy is all about minimizing waste and maximizing resource efficiency. Instead of the traditional take-make-dispose model, it focuses on keeping products and materials in use for as long as possible. By doing so, we not only contribute to environmental sustainability but also bolster economic resilience. It's a win-win approach that benefits both our planet and our businesses.
That sounds like a significant departure from conventional economic models. How does the circular economy address some of the pressing environmental challenges we face today?
Indeed, Jesse, the circular economy serves as a means to slow down climate change, biodiversity loss, and the overconsumption of natural resources. By optimizing the use of materials and energy while minimizing waste, it offers a sustainable system that benefits both the economy and the environment.
It's remarkable how it aligns environmental goals with economic ones. You mentioned maximizing the value of products and materials in use for as long as possible. How does this aspect contribute to the circular economy's objectives?
In the circular economy, maximizing product and material value is key. It's about moving from ownership to service-based consumption. By extending product lifespans through reuse, refurbishment, and sharing platforms, we cut waste and preserve resources, getting the most out of what we have.
That shift in consumption pattern sounds transformative. How does the circular economy empower businesses to generate more value with fewer resources?
Great question, Jesse. The circular economy offers businesses tools and strategies to optimize resource use and add value. This includes eco-design for efficient products, circular supply chains to cut waste, and digital tech for better resource management. Embracing these tools drives innovation, cuts costs, and boosts environmental performance for more sustainable operations.
Rita, one interesting point from the principles of the circular economy is that it offers an opportunity for proactive engagement rather than a passive observer role. Could you elaborate on what this means for businesses and how they can actively participate in the circular economy?
Absolutely, Jesse. The idea here is that the circular economy invites businesses to take an active role in shaping a more sustainable future, rather than simply reacting to environmental challenges. Instead of being passive observers, businesses have the opportunity to proactively engage in circular practices, such as redesigning products for longevity, implementing closed-loop systems, or collaborating with partners to optimize resource use across the value chain. By taking this proactive approach, businesses not only contribute to environmental sustainability but also position themselves as leaders in their industries, driving innovation and creating value for both society and the economy.
That's fascinating, Rita. So, essentially, businesses have the power to be agents of change rather than bystanders in the transition to a circular economy.
Exactly, Jesse. The circular economy presents businesses with an opportunity to rethink traditional business models and embrace more sustainable practices. By actively engaging in circular initiatives, businesses can unlock new growth opportunities, reduce environmental impact, and enhance their long-term competitiveness. It's about recognizing the role that businesses play in shaping our collective future and embracing that responsibility with enthusiasm and commitment.
Rita, one aspect we haven't touched upon yet is the capability of companies transitioning to a circular economy-based business to meet the growing expectations for sustainable business from customers, partners, and investors. How important is it for businesses to align with these expectations, and what role does the circular economy play in ensuring their long-term viability?
An excellent point, Jesse. In today's increasingly environmentally conscious world, businesses are facing growing pressure from stakeholders to demonstrate their commitment to sustainability. Customers, partners, and investors are all demanding greater transparency and accountability when it comes to environmental and social impact. This presents both a challenge and an opportunity for businesses. By embracing circular economy principles, companies can not only meet these expectations, but also differentiate themselves in the market and enhance their long-term viability. It's about building trust and credibility with stakeholders by demonstrating a genuine commitment to sustainability across all aspects of the business.
That's a compelling perspective, Rita. So, essentially, the circular economy serves as a framework for businesses to not only respond to stakeholder expectations, but also future-proof their operations in an increasingly sustainability-focused market.
Precisely, Jesse. By transitioning to a circular economy-based business, companies can position themselves as leaders in sustainability, attract environmentally conscious customers and partners, and access new markets and opportunities. It's about aligning business objectives with societal and environmental goals, ensuring that businesses not only survive but thrive in the rapidly changing landscape of the 21st century.
Rita, thank you so much for sharing your expertise and insights on the circular economy. It's been a truly enlightening conversation.
Thank you, Jesse. It's been my pleasure. I'm glad we had the opportunity to discuss such an important topic, and I hope our conversation inspires businesses to embrace sustainability and drive positive change in the world.
Absolutely. Rita, here's to a greener tomorrow. And to our viewers, stay tuned. We'll delve deeper into the changing business landscape and its adaptation to sustainable practices with Rita soon. Until then, keep exploring and learning.